Hello, everybody. This is Monica Regina Jones, and here is my second episode. And today I'm going to talk about investments versus deposits. Investments versus deposits. There's a popular saying that a lot of people have said, including myself, at one point in time where we had been in a relationship that didn't work out. And the first thing we said was, it's their loss. And what I've learned about this phrase is that it's more so about a bruised ego than it is about truth. Let me say it again. To make that comment is more so about having a bruised or a fragile ego than it is the truth. And let me explain why that is. What I've learned is that with people, it's kind of like the same thing with banks. There's investments, there's withdrawals that people make, like they do with banks, they're making each other. There's deposits that people make, like they do with banks, as they do with each other. And there have even been bankruptcies. So what I've learned, even in my encounters with involvements that I've had with people, is that most of the people that I was involved with, they were not invested in me. Meaning that they were not 100% all in. They may have given me some deposits. They may have given me some of their time, and they may have given me some of their attention. But I did not have their heart. One thing I have learned is that the heart itself is a precious commodity that not many people are willing to freely give. People will give their bodies. People will give their money. But they will not be so eager to give their heart. Now, in contrast with women, a lot of times we do give our hearts. And we give our hearts as a kind of bartering system in return for, if you give me this, I'll give you that. You know, I'll give you my body if you'll love me, if you'll commit to me. If you be there when times get hard. In contrast, I've learned with men mostly that men are not as eager to freely give their hearts. And it's not anything that I'm like bashing men about. It's just an observation that I've made over the years that men, most of the time, are not willing to invest so quickly as women are. Now, let me explain. With women, if we feel or we believe that a guy has potential, we let our guard down. If he shows us something that we like about him, we let our guard down. But a lot of times we feed them information. We tell them what we're looking for. We tell them what we desire. So in turn, what they do, men that we have talk with, they listen and they say, okay, well, I'm gonna be what you're looking for, even though that's not truly how I truly am. I want to portray myself as this thing because there's something that you have that I want. And so this goes on for a while until the woman gives in. And once she gives in, she finds that this man was not invested. Once she gives in, she finds that this guy was running game on her. But by then, it's too late because her emotions are already caught up in the situation. And once that guy has spent whatever amount of time he decides to spend, for some, it's a few weeks, for some, it's months, for some, it's even years. Once they get what they want from you, they're gone. Now, women do this too. women do this as well. So this isn't a thing where I'm bashing men. But from my observations, I've learned that men will indeed do this. And then when they find someone they're willing to invest in, even if the woman previously was that they were with was with them for years, once they find, once that man finds who he's willing to invest in, he will leave that woman. That's why there's a lot of men that will be in relationships for a number of years, even decades, and they will not marry that woman. But if they ever break up, he will be with somebody else within less of a year and probably end up getting married to the next woman because he was invested. He wasn't invested with this, the previous woman. Now, some may say, well, that's not right. That's not fair. He played her. He used her. This is what I've learned. We as women have to learn to not be so quick to invest, to not put our all on the table, especially when we have not made what we desire clear. We have not made, we have not defined the relationship. We're kind of going along and seeing where it goes, but then we get mad when we are putting our all on the table and then that guy says, you know what, this isn't what I want, and he's gone on to be with someone else. See, the guy was only giving you deposits. And with deposits, you know, it's conveniently done. Every now and then, I pay some attention. Every now and then, I'll take you out. Every now and then, I'll tell you what you want to hear. Every now and then, I'll give you what you tell me that you desire. But his heart's not in it. You know, he's basically he's taking advantage of the situation. He's getting his needs met. He's getting his desires met, but he's not fully focused in you as a woman. And see, as women, we need to be wiser when we meet guys, get involved with men. We need to be wiser. Because just because you're cooking his food and cleaning his house and washing his clothes does not mean that you're his wife or that he even sees you as a wife. He might just think you are. Sad but true. Doesn't matter if you birth his kids. Doesn't matter if you drive him to work. Doesn't matter if you let him get the keys to the car while you go to work and you stay home. None of that matters if he's not invested. See, if a person is invested in you, they're willing to build with you. What are you two building? You may say, well, we built a family, we got kids together. Yes, you have kids together. Yes, you're doing everything that married people do. But where's the commitment? Has he verbalized to you that he sees you in his future? And he's not just calling you wifey, but he's actually making plans towards your future together. See, when a man is invested, he's willing to wait. First and foremost, that man has to know who he is to be invested and what he truly wants to be invested. See, most of the time with guys, a lot of them don't know who they are or what they want. So you'll find that there's been a string of women that they've been involved with and they left because, you know, there's no definite, this is what I want, this is her. So they're searching and they're looking, but they don't even know who they are. So one thing I've also learned is that it doesn't matter how good of a woman you are, if a man isn't ready, he will ruin you. He will treat you just like the others. So you have to respect yourself as a woman, and you have to have boundaries and make those boundaries known not to try to push them on him, but just to let him know. So that would give him the option of whether or not he wants to continue with this, if this is something he really wants to pursue. And then stick by those boundaries, stick by those principles that you're abiding by while you're not in a relationship yet. Because see, what happens a lot of times is as women, we get desperate and we get lonely and we're vulnerable. So we start compromising our values and we start compromising our standards because we've been alone for a long time. You know, we're getting older. And we look around, seeing like everybody getting married and engaged, and we're still single. So we start compromising. And we say, well, ain't nothing wrong, you know. Ain't nothing wrong. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But see, there's a danger in that. Because once you let your guard down, and he start giving you them little deposits every now and then, you thinking, we got something good. This is going to lead to something more. But if you have not defined a relationship or where you want this relationship to go, and be honest about what you truly want, and not be willing to compromise that, then what's going to happen is that man, he's going to take everything you give until he finds another prospect that he wants, and he's going to leave. Now, is it right? Of course it's not right, but it happens every single day. And like I said before, we as women need to be more wiser than what we are, what we have been. There's a string of women that have had babies, and nothing, you know, I'm not downing women who have had babies, because many of us did not have the mentality to say, okay, I need to have some boundaries, I need to set some standards and not let those standards be crossed. But at some point, we as women have to take accountability for what goes on in our lives. It's not that all men are dogs. It's just that we are not taking into account our part in it. We're partially responsible for every relationship that did not work out. That's just the truth. So at the end of the day, if you really want someone to be invested in you, and this is something that cannot be forced or coerced, but this takes finding out who you are as a woman, developing who you are as a woman, being strengthened by the love of God and being in a relationship with God and him showing you what love is and what it is not. See, a lot of people confuse lust with love. And they are very, very different. You can't make anybody want to invest in you. But what you can do is invest in yourself. What you can do is say, you know, no more, I'm not doing this anymore. And be around people that have that same mindset and can strengthen you when you become weak, to keep you in line and aligned with God's will for your life. God doesn't want us falling into fornication and temptations and compromising. That's not his best for us. And we have to be willing to do what it is that God has commanded us to do to get the results, his results. Not what we see on TV or movies, but his results. Because that makes all the difference in us continuing to be with people that are just making a deposit but aren't invested. So it's time out for making another man better for another woman. And we need to start making ourselves better for ourselves, because healthy attracts healthy and broken will always attract brokenness. So ladies and gentlemen, it will behoove us to know the difference between an investment and a deposit. And this concludes my podcast. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.